DesertHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Where have all the nickels gone? Their disappearance was first noted at the corner stores. Then the local banks took a hit. Now even national branches are struggling to keep up with the freakish demand. Where are they?
They're at the BevMo 5-Cent Wine Sale, but time's running out. Club Bev members buy one wine, get the second for just 5 cents. Choose from over 200 wines, like Ghost Pine Chardonnay, Irony Pinot Noir, and Lockwood Cabernet.
Hurry, sale ends Monday. Save Mo at BevMo.
News Talk 920, KPSI, Palm Springs, with Rush Limbaugh, 9 to noon weekdays.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. He wants to change focus. Rand Paul, newly elected Republican senator from Kentucky, says the national debt is a continually growing problem. He plans on making it priority number one when he gets to the Senate.
Just the interest on the debt will approach what we spend in the national defense budget. So, I mean, that should alarm us all. Bernanke says the debt is unsustainable. We need to do something about it.
Senator-elect Paul speaking on ABC's This Week broadcast. Speaking with college students in India, President Obama acknowledged the need to make mid-course corrections to work with Republicans in the wake of midterm elections that returned the GOP to control of the House of Representatives. Mount Merapi, a volcano in Indonesia that's been erupting for more than a week, could force the president to change his travel plans midway through his Asian trip.
That volcanic eruption in Indonesia could force President Obama to cancel this week's Jakarta visit for a third time. The White House says it is monitoring the deadly cloud of ash, which has caused some commercial flights to be canceled. Government aircraft, which must deliver needed equipment and personnel, are not flying in nighttime hours as a safety precaution.
ABC's Ann Compton traveling with the president in India. Tomorrow marks a deadline for first responders and others who helped in the cleanup of the September 11th attacks on New York City's World Trade Center.
1.4 million tons of rubble have been hauled away.
It is the last day that thousands of laborers, police officers, and firefighters suing New York City over their exposure to toxic dust from the 9/11 World Trade Center attack have to decide whether to join a legal settlement that could divvy up as much as $815 million. More than 10,000 people have sued the city and companies that responded to the attack. A lawyer involved in the case says 90% of those eligible had agreed to the deal. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
And you're listening to ABC News.
Santa Rita's got great legs.
Hey, have some respect.
I'm talking about Santa Rita 120 Carmenere Red Wine. Swirl it around. Those little streams clinging to the side of the glass are called legs. The word wine experts use to describe fullness. Have a taste.
Heavenly.
Enjoy a little taste of heaven. Santa Rita, recipient of a remarkable 2890 plus ratings from wine experts in the past year and named Winery of the Year by Wine and Spirits magazine. Santa Rita, imported from Chile by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton, Florida.
Hi, it's Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.95. With a rate this low on a 15-year loan, you can afford to pay off your mortgage in half the time and reduce the amount of interest on your loan significantly. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
It's been almost a year since Susan Powell disappeared from Utah, leaving behind a husband and child. The husband, Josh Powell, told the Salt Lake Tribune that his wife was mentally unstable and abandoned them. His father claims she ran off with another man. And another family member says neither one of them is telling the truth.
Josh Powell's own sister, Jennifer Graves, says both her father and her brother are lying.
The whole story is just ridiculous. They've made it up. They want to make themselves look better, or less guilty, I should say.
Powell also blames the press for vilifying him, but says they will eventually turn on Susan, saying, quote, she'll be chewed up like hamburger when she comes back.
ABC's Ashley Banfield. Daytona Beach, Florida. 44-year-old Patty Bigby is jailed in lieu of $100,000 bail, charged with trying to sell her 8-week-old grandson to what turned out to be an undercover cop, Alexandra Gaskins of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
It's appalling. Who would sell a child for money? We're just thankful right now that DCF has taken control and will hopefully find a good home for this 2-month-old baby.
Bigby's boyfriend is also incarcerated. She reportedly was demanding $75,000 for the baby, but settled on $30,000. Bigby had custody of the child while the mom, Bigby's daughter, was jailed on unrelated charges. This is ABC News.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from the South Coast Winery Resort in Temecula Valley's wine country. And we are coming to you during the 20th Annual Harvest Festival weekend. And for those of you who don't know where Temecula Valley is, well, it's as beautiful as Napa Valley, reminds me of the wine country in Europe, and is only an hour and a half away from the Coachella Valley. Yeah, amazing. Now, this is quite a getaway for a number of reasons, and we'll be talking about that shortly. But really, on today's show, there's going to be some local information in the first hour, all travel-related in the second hour. In between that, we won't tell anybody at the station that I might be tasting some wine because I can't really do that on the air, but I am surrounded by people at the 20th Annual Harvest Festival weekend here at the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa. Now, Valley is back in the station taking your calls and the numbers you need to know, and I suggest you write them down or program them into your phones. They are 760-320-8255. That's 320-8255. Or toll free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And you can listen online anywhere in the world by going to Newstalk 920 or visiting travelingwithfrancois.com. Now, the music you hear in the background is coming from where I am sitting outside in the Vintner's Garden here at the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa. Now, the Vintner's Garden is host to the annual festival going on right now. So people are coming in with wine. They're tasting food from Chef Sampson, who's right over to my left. He's been feeding me all morning long. They have great little goodies at all the wineries. This really is quite a festival here in Temecula Valley, and really a lot of fun. Now, I have learned that we are doing it all wrong back home. Yes. Well, yesterday when I was spending all day wandering around the South Coast Winery, I noticed that it was limo after limo after limo that drove up and dropped everyone off. Now, they are definitely doing it right here on how to go to a wine tasting event because the wineries are all up and down Rancho California Road. So everyone has planned months in advance for this, and like I say, they are in their limos pulling up. 10-15 people pile out of these limos, and they go in and taste wine, have the snacks, enjoy all the goodies, and then they are off to the next location. So from now on, I tell you, I'm doing it completely different. Now, we'll learn more about this fabulous venue from Kate Santasaria. I hope I said that right. Dave Bradley, the owner of California Dreamin', Vindamia Winery, and the current secretary of the Temecula Valley Wine Growers Association. They'll be with us in the first hour. In the second hour, Peggy Evans, the Temecula Valley Wine Growers Association, will be with us along with Christina Wright from the Miramonte Winery and Mike Tingley, a winemaker from Danza del Sol Winery. Now, a lot of you know that I am not a huge wine drinker, but let me tell you, every time I come to an event like this, I learn more and more and more, and it's truly fascinating. Not only did I learn that everybody drives up in a limo here and gets out and they're all dressed up, and this really is an exciting event, I also learned yesterday a lot about the making of wines. And one of these days, I'm going to do an entire show on that. But hopefully, Mike Tingley, who is a winemaker from the Danza del Sol Winery, he will be with us later on in the second hour. And we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to put him on the spot. We're going to talk about making some wines and see how they do it. It's not as easy as all we think. And we're going to break some myths that have been going on as well. Now, there is, like I said, a festival going on as we speak. And for those of you looking for other things to do besides enjoy wine while in Temecula, there's everything from Old Town to resorts to spas to golf, casinos, the lakes, shopping, you name it. They have so many things going on here, including a lot of bus tours, a lot of bus excursions. In fact, right now during the Harvest Festival, you not only see the limos, you see the shuttles, you see the buses coming from all over Southern California to enjoy this 20th annual Harvest Festival here in Temecula Valley's wine country. Now, there is Temecula, and then there's Temecula Valley's wine country. So, if I say both, well, you know exactly what I mean. You'll know where I am. Now, I do have a few prizes today, but there's no registering for a trip to Temecula at this point because we're working out the details. Okay, sometimes there's a few little glitches and things happen, but we're going to get it all straightened out. And next Saturday, I'll be featuring Temecula on KSQ3 TV, so you'll be able to see the wine country. And then we'll have it all figured out by then what we are giving away as far as a trip here and tickets to some of the upcoming events. And speaking of prizes, I did make a slight change to keep everything fair and fun for everyone, except for the trips that is done by a drawing. This is regarding the prizes I give away on the air starting today. You can only win once a month. That's it. At the first of each month, it will start fresh. Now, Club Francoise members, this has nothing to do with you as far as website goodies or you being registered and for the priority drawings and the trip drawings. So, but as far as the radio prizes, everyone, you can only win once a month. Okay? But if you want free stuff all the time, sign up for Club Francoise because that's where everything you don't win is going to wind up. Everyone today is also going to win a free 8-ounce frozen yogurt from any Golden Spoon frozen yogurt here in the Valley. And again, those numbers are 760-320-8255. Or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And remember, you can listen online. Now, the weather here is gorgeous. There's a little bit of wind. No clouds in the air. They had talked about rain. I was a little concerned about that. But it's beautiful. It's sunny, bright. I'm outside in the Vintner's Garden. A lot of people are coming in with their glasses of wine, their souvenir glasses of wine. They're going over to Chef Sampson's table to get some of his delicious beef that he has over there. I'm hoping to grab him, bring him over here in a little while. We can talk to him as well. And now, there's no KESQ yesterday morning because I was here. So I was here enjoying the wine festival, Harvest Festival. So, but again, like I said, you can see it next week on KESQ around 8:15. They bumped me up just a little bit earlier, so it is around 8:15, so I can have a little more time, which is so sweet of them over there. Now, this week has been very hectic. The only event I went to, really, was the YMCA's Hoedown at Sundown on Friday night. Great music, lots of food. The food was delicious. They raised a lot of money. It was really a wonderful event for all the programs. It helps all the programs with the kids over there at the Y. So, and I want to send a happy birthday wish to Allison Elsner. Yes, it was her birthday that night. And I don't know why everybody didn't sing her happy birthday, but they didn't. So maybe because the Western musicians, I don't know. They were really good, though. But anyway, happy birthday to Allison. I think she turned 29 again. And if you have a birthday wish you would like me to say over the air, send me an email through travelingwithfrancoise.com. 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. Okay, now, I was wondering, you know me in names of places. So I did some research on Temecula. Where did the name Temecula come from? Of course, the Indians were here, the Pachangabang or Louisiana Indians, were originally here about 10,000 years ago. And, of course, in Pachanga, mythology, life on Earth, they say, began in Temecula Valley. Now, they have several different names for Temecula, but the most popular interpretation of the name means the sun that shines through the mist, or where the sun breaks through the mist. And according to the website, Temecula is the only city in California to still retain its original Indian name. So, there you go. I bet you didn't know that. Now, Temecula is full of all sorts of events coming up in the holidays, but right now we are on Rancho California Road at the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa, and it is a magnificent, magnificent location. I went to several wineries yesterday, and frankly, all of them were just spectacular, but here I am at the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa, and we're just going to jump right in because we have a lot of guests today. We have a lot of things going on. I do have Coachella Valley info for you in the first hour, so we're going to jump right into our first guest. She's sitting right here, and please excuse me, Kate. Santa Sierra. Santa Sierra. Did I say that right?
You can say Santa Sierra.
Santa Sierra.
Santa Sierra.
And I could, okay.
Santa with an Erie on the end.
With an Erie. Perfect. Now, she claims to be the spa manager here, but let me tell you, she does everything. So I think you need title of overall person.
Well, I kind of like that title. Maybe I'll put that on my business card.
I think you should. Now, the South Coast Winery is privately owned. Give us a little history about the winery.
Certainly. The winery itself started 6 years ago, but a couple of decades ago, we are privately owned by a Mr. Jim Carter, and he's a hell of a visionary, and he was able to purchase some land a little southeast of us, 400 acres, which is called Wild Horse Peak, and he thought, well, I'm going to put myself some vines in there, and he put in a heap of vines, then created this beautiful 38-acre resort, built these beautiful villas. We've got close to 80 villas with settled within the vines, a 15,000-square-foot spa, banqueting rooms, amazing restaurant, and it's all on 38 acres. And so the resort's about 5 years old.
Okay, and see, folks, I don't even need to say anything to her. She just knows it all. That's fantastic, though, because you really love what you do, and I can tell. We took a tour of the property yesterday, and I was looking. Now, it's located on 38 acres. How much of that is vineyards?
I would say maybe a third of that is vineyards.
And the rest of it is the fabulous accommodations here. Now, again, it's villas. We're not talking just a whole big old hotel, skyscraper hotel. These are beautiful villas, folks.
Exactly. There's no adjoining walls. You really are in your own villa. It's got the jacuzzi tubs. You've got your own patio, which goes right out into the vineyard. And, of course, a complimentary bottle of wine in each villa, too.
Oh, well, actually, folks, because the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa is a winery, let me tell you, everywhere you look, and even in, we're going to talk about the classes that you have in the fitness center, somehow they manage to get wine in there. I don't know how you guys do it, but somehow you just manage to get wine in there.
Well, often it's because you uncork that wine, and the creative juices start to flow, and it might be called Merlot, and it might be called something else.
Well, I noticed yesterday you have a very nice mix of clientele. Mm. I mean, you start right at the age of being able to taste wine all the way up, and very, very nice how the whole resort is set up. Everyone's comfortable here.
And I think it all stems from that family. Jim Carter is a big family man. And the 300 employees that are here, we all feel like we're family. And I think that sort of goes through to all of our guests. So they'll bring their children. I've just passed a table now. I think there were 24 people around a table having a beautiful brunch out on the veranda overlooking the vineyard with tiny little babies right through to the great-grandpas. It's just really nice to see.
And folks, again, folks, this is Kate. She's with us. She is the spa manager here, but actually she's the go-to gal when you need to know anything, because she is all over. And yesterday we took a little tour, like I said, and the grounds are just spectacular. In fact, the spa, I think what we're going to do as far as the restaurants, I'm going to see if I can snag the chef and bring him over here for a few minutes to talk about the food here, because he's been feeding me delicious food all morning, and I don't want to give it away. But let's go to your favorite section. Well, not actually the whole property, just from... The way you talk is favorite to you, but your main spot is in the spa.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what is going on at the spa. Spectacular spa, by the way. Beautiful.
It is a spectacular spa. It's set in the design of a Tuscan villa, and it overlooks the three mountain ranges and then has all the vineyards growing all around it. It's got 11 treatment rooms. It's 4 years old. We are voted one of the most prestigious spas in Southern California, and we put ourselves on the map even more these days by being truly unique. First of all, it's massage, or it's body treatments, or it's facials, and everything comes with a complimentary glass of wine. Mm. So I always say that we're really like a more mature version of Disney.
Yeah.
So you get the massage, you get the wine. You couldn't be in a happier place.
But the spa itself, it's beautiful. I mean, it does look like a mansion. I was looking for the spa when I was wandering around, and I'm thinking, Oh, no, that must be the owner's home or something over there.
A lot of people think that.
It's spectacular. Now, your pool there is very unique.
Yes, it's salt water, so, of course, that is so good for the skin. But we've also got underwater music as well. Mm. So people can just enjoy that wine and enjoy the underwater music. And, of course, we've got jacuzzi, steam room, sauna, and a fabulous fitness center with a little boutique yoga studio where we really have kind of got unique and creative in that area.
Well, yes, folks, we were walking through the yoga center yesterday, and everything, the mats are out perfectly, the little towels are rolled up, and in the corner is a little wine bar. So I'm not sure, Kate, what's going on in that yoga session of yours over there?
Well, when we took a look at that yoga studio, it was a little bit of a dead space, so I thought we need to zhoosh this up a little. So I kind of got to thinking, when you go through a yoga class, you're really working on the chakras of a body. And when you work with the chakras of a body, those actually are like a sensory journey. It actually heightens your taste, your smell, your sense of hearing. And so I thought, well, rather than come out of a yoga class and say, now you have time to smell the roses, I thought, why don't you go through a yoga class and have a chance to wine taste and yoga at the same time? So that's what we do. We call it Vino Vinyasa. It's an 80-minute wine tasting and yoga class where you journey through the chakras of the body, but you also journey through tasting three reds, do a little bit more exercise very slowly, mm-hmm. get back down onto that yoga mat and try two whites, and then you've got to finish off with champagne for that third eye.
Well, on that note, and obviously, folks, everyone is happy that is wandering around the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa. Trust me, everyone has a smile on their face. On that note, Kate, sit tight. When you come back, we're going to talk about the awards this winery has won and some other things. We're going to take our first little time out here, and I'm going to give away to the first caller. There's a new production at College of the Desert. This is one set of tickets, set that means for two, to the performance of your choice for a Flea in the Ear production at College of the Desert. We're going to take the first caller. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery on Newstalk 920 KPSA, right here, coming to you live from the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa in Temecula Valley. We'll be right back.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine?
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mythaismile.com.
Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new club car, golf cars, and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898.
We know you want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust, and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760- 767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com. I'm one of those who said I never would, but after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990 or visit them on the web at lombardocosmeticsurgery.com or on the homepage of travelingwithfrancoise.com.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry, and there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know what's hot. It's never too.
You make it very easy for us. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa in Temecula Valley. And with us, back with us again, is Kate. And Kate, you again are the spa director, but you have a lot of other things going on here. But let's talk about the winery itself. Now, they've won, I took some photographs, you've won massive awards.
Oh, there is a whole wall of just awards and gold medals and silvers and bronzes. And the biggest award of all, which not only is South Coast Winery Resort and Spa really proud of, but the whole of the Temecula Valley for its wine. Because last year and the year before, we have actually been the California State Winery of the Year.
Wow.
So we were beating out Napa, Sonoma, Paso Robles, and we have put Temecula on the map.
That's fantastic. Now, also, not only do they have all these wines to choose from, how many varieties do they have here?
Do you know, I believe right now it's 52, but we have two amazing winemakers, John McPherson and Javier Flores, but I call them Johnny Mac and Jay Flo.
Okay.
And those guys just put the most amazing wines together. I know that they just launched their Petit Syrah this weekend, and there's a lot of people around here right now really enjoying that new wine.
Well, I had a taste of some of the wines, and they were fabulous. Like I say, I'm not a connoisseur. I just like what I like. So, and they were delicious. And look at the crowd here. This is such a wonderful event for everyone. It's really exciting. Now, also, not only do you have the Harvest Festival going on right now, you also have weddings here. You have functions. You have banquets. Tell us about that.
I know there are three weddings going on this weekend. We have some amazing concerts here. We, in last month in October, we had Kenny G here.
Wow.
We had 1,800 people come. And what's so great about that is that that was for the Shriners Hospital. So not only are we doing good music, wine, food, a lot of dancing, but also a lot of auctions.
auctioneering and a lot of giveaways, and so much of those proceeds were actually going to the Children's Hospital for Shriners.
Oh, how nice. Mm-hmm. So you can drink some wine, have some fabulous food, and also donate.
Isn't that great?
You can't beat that.
Life is good.
You can't beat that at all. No. So, and again, to just go back to everyone, you have the facilities for, let's see, wedding parties of what size?
Oh, you could have a wedding party of 300 to 400 people here. We've actually had 3 to 4 weddings go on in one day. Because we've got beautiful garden settings, we've got courtyard settings, we have gold rooms, barrel rooms, you name it, you can have it. And plus there's 3 very large banquet rooms as well.
Oh, okay. So you, mm-hmm. it's all covered. And it is a very large, the property, even though 38 acres doesn't sound large, mm-hmm. the way it's set out with all the vineyards around us, it really is. It feels very comfortable, very expansive, very large.
Like you feel you're totally away from it all.
Yes.
And yet you've got everything so close to hand. San Diego, I mean, Temecula is great for shopping and restaurants. And Riverside, Orange County, L.A. It's all so close.
It is. And now, Kate, for those of my listeners who have never been here, have mm-hmm. never been into Temecula Valley even, mm-hmm. to the wine country, mm-hmm. they don't even know it's here, folks. And let me tell you, there's vineyards after vineyards and rolling hills, and it really is beautiful. What would you like to say to my listeners that have never been out this way? They've never been to the South Coast Winery.
Mm-hmm. I would say, because I actually happen to be in Palm Springs this Tuesday, and it is such a short journey. I did this in 1 hour and 15 minutes. You can do one of those back roads and come through to Temecula. But there is nothing more special than this valley, with all of these boutique wineries, larger wineries, the resorts. And there's something very special about waking up in the morning, coming into work, and seeing 8 to 10 hot air balloons just going up around you with the mists, and how you had described Temecula with the sun coming through the mists. It's a beautiful, beautiful valley, and very, very friendly. I think it might be to do with the wine.
I'm going to tell you, hot air balloons, beautiful weather, everyone's walking around in a wine glass. You love what you do.
Yes.
Everything here, your spa is phenomenal.
It is beautiful.
I definitely will be back. My brother has lived in this area for 15, 20 years. And he didn't even really realize all this was down here. And he lives in Temecula.
And yet it's 5 minutes outside of Temecula.
I know.
Yep.
It's hilarious. Well, Kate, thank you so much for being on there. If you would do me a favor, mm-hmm. and run over and get Chef Sampson.
Okay.
I am going to cover our Get a Life weekly announcements right now while
Great.
The chef comes over here. And I just want to go over the food a little bit here at the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa. Okay?
I will do that for you. Thank you, Francois.
Thank you so much. Now, Kate, folks, she, of course, heads the spa, and she's going to have a special treat for us. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to find out on next Sunday's show. But she is have a special treat for all you listeners out there. And let me tell you, you're going to want to enjoy this special little treat, okay? Now, what's going on in Get a Life Weekly Announcements brought to you by Ambrosia Pet Deli, offering your pets only natural products located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Ambrosia Pet Deli at 760-568-1177. That's 760-568-1177. Okay, Electric Car Distributors, they have their 50th season going on with battery specials, so make sure you go over to Electric Car Distributor, get all your needs for your golf carts taken care of. Okay? And also, the Craft Nabisco Championship, they have started their Tickets for Charity program, so please designate Helping People Here Again as your charity of choice. And finally, they need volunteer drivers for the American Cancer Society. And this is just part-time. You donate your time. You do drive your own vehicle. But you will help people get to the treatments that they need. And if a plane is flying overhead, we can hear that. The wind's blowing just a little bit. It's beautiful, cool, and wonderful. And if you want the website, it's cancer.org. So please, if you want to drive some people around that need to get to their appointments, their cancer treatments, please volunteer and help them out. All right? I really appreciate it. Now, with us right now, this is very impromptu. You know me, when it comes, I love having a chef on the air. I love to hear you guys. You've been spoiling me all morning, Chef Sampson. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about your menu here at the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa.
Our menu in our restaurant is basically set up almost like a steak and seafood restaurant. We do feature a lot of California-aged meats, all natural product, and we also do use a lot of local produce from Connolly Farms up in Ramona,
mm-hmm.
and just using a lot of fresh California product on our menu.
So you have so many wines to choose from. I mean, this is like a chef's dream to work at a place like this. How do you decide what wines are you going to mix in with the food, actually as part of the sauces and whatnot, and what goes with the dish?
Well, what I like to do is they encourage us as chefs to come out to the winery and actually taste the wines before we compare them to our foods.
That's a fun job.
So, yeah, of course. It doesn't get any better than that. But what we'll do is we'll go through and see the new releases, taste them, and then that's how we compare our food to those wines.
So it's a very process, trial and error, correct?
Very much so.
Now, what are you feeding everyone this morning?
Today we have a spice rub beef. It's a Terrace Major that is located up underneath the chuck flap. And we are also serving that with a Zinfandel wine reduction and a microgreen salad with aged Winchester Gouda cheese and a little Temecula olive oil.
Oh, delicious. I mean, I've had several pieces this morning, and it's delicious. What's your favorite dish on the menu?
My favorite dish on the menu has got to be the lobster raviolo. Oh, that is one of our very best sellers in the restaurant at night.
And why? Why is it your favorite dish?
I just love the way the lobster is. The sauce is comes very well with the wine we serve with it. So.
Okay. Now, you open for Thanksgiving?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Christmas?
Of course.
Okay. You have some special menus going on for those days?
Yes, we do. They're on our website at www.southcoastwinery.com.
Okay. Chef Sampson, thanks so much. I know you have to get back over there. Look at the lines piling up over there.
We're busy.
Thank you. And if you think about it, you can bring me over a few more pieces. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. All right, folks. That was Chef Sampson here at the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa in Temecula Valley. Now, we are going to, let's see, what do we have here for the weekly Get a Life freebies? I mean, we want to make sure we cover everything that's going on at home. And then next up, we're going to have Dave Bradley, though, with Windermere Vineyard, and they have balloon rides and all sorts of stuff going on in there. That is going to be our next guest, but we're going to cover some of the Get a Life weekly events first, and then we'll step aside for a second, and then we'll come back. And they are brought to you by Aussie's AAA rated and approved complete automotive service and repair located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Aussie's at 760-773-5939. That's 760-773-5939. Okay, the Desert Rose Society is having their monthly meeting on November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Palm Desert Community Center on San Pablo, so don't miss that. The free guided art tours have already started in Palm Desert. They are on the second Saturday of every month, so make sure you check that out. And they begin, let's see, on the northwest corner of El Paseo and Highway 111. Let's see, the 25th anniversary Rose Show is coming to the Valley, and that is on Saturday, November 13th from 12:30 to 5 p.m., okay, at the Palm Desert Community Center. And I just got a text from Ed Shea saying, sounds so good, I just packed my car here. Here I come. Well, come on over because it's fantastic here. And Ed, everyone has a glass of wine. So don't miss the Rose Show next week. And also don't miss the 10th annual Rancho Mirage Art Affair, November 13th and 14th at Whitewater Park. Jack Armstrong's going to be there. Our favorite artist is going to be over there, and he's going to be signing autographs and helping the kids, mentoring the kids with desert art. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And there is Comedy Night at Azul, and that will be on November 13th, okay, and that is in downtown Palm Springs. And let's see, the Craft Nabisco, they're starting their new program that's going to help kids read with book pals. With SAG, Screen Actors Guild, and the Craft Nabisco Championship have got together, and they're going to feature a book pal event, which is free for everyone, that Saturday, November 14th. That's going to be at the River and Rancho Mirage. Professional golfer Nicole Castrelli and Irene Chow will be there. They'll make guest appearances. No reservations are needed. Just head on over there, let your kids read, and have some fun. Okay, on that note, we are going to step aside for a minute, a couple minutes actually, and when we come back, we have Dave Bradley, the owner of Windermere Winery and balloon rides and all sorts of stuff going on over there. He will be with us. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs, coming to you live from the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa in Temecula Valley's wine country. We'll be right back.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know what's hot.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
You've seen Walter Clark on television. Perhaps it's time you see him in person. Walter Clark Legal Group is one of the Valley's premier California injury legal firms, with Walter Clark at the helm. Located in Palm Desert on El Paseo. Call today for a free consultation. And as Walter Clark firmly states, we don't get paid unless you get paid. Walter Clark Legal Group can be reached at 760-568-5661. That's 760-568-5661. Or visit them on the web at walterclark.com.
Can you live on $800 a month? Sadly, that is the average monthly income for many seniors here in our Coachella Valley. And in a time of crisis, they often feel there is no one to turn to. Well, there is someone to turn to. Desert Samaritans for the Elderly. From financial assistance to help with everyday life, Desert Samaritans for the Elderly has been helping qualified seniors in our valley for over 11 years. For help or to help someone else in need, please call 760-837-9066. That's 837-9066, or visit them on the web at dsfte.org.
Whether you are meeting people on a professional level or friends just getting together, the first thing we notice is someone's hair. For me, it's all about low maintenance but with style and pizzazz. That's where my stylist, Patrick of Patrick Marchinson Hair Design, comes in. Patrick creates the right look for me with cut color and styling, so my hair looks its best even on my casual days. Let Patrick work his magic on your hair at Patrick Marchinson Hair Design in the spa at the J.W. Marriott Desert Springs Resort in Palm Desert. Call now to schedule an appointment at 760-862-1675 or visit Patrick on the web at pmhair.com. That's pmhair.com.
Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new club car, golf cars, and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898.
Hey, Francoise, I like your new car.
Thanks, Johnny. So do I. It's roomy, gets great gas mileage, has navigation, Bluetooth, and all the goodies I wanted and priced to fit my budget.
Budget? It looks like an expensive luxury car to me.
Luxurious? Yes. Expensive? No. It's my new 2011 Sonata from Hyundai of La Quinta.
Hyundai?
That's right. Test drive a Hyundai product at Hyundai of La Quinta on Highway 111 today and tell them Traveling with Francoise sent you.
Or call Hyundai of La Quinta toll-free, 888-326-5098, 888-326-5098.
The Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, known as the CVA, is the official marketing and tourism agency for the Coachella Valley. You have the opportunity to participate in our national and global sales and marketing efforts to increase your business. We exclusively promote our member businesses in the official publications, visitors guides, and the destination's official website. CVA membership builds success. For CVA benefits, please contact us at 760-770-9000 or online at palmspringsusa.com. This is your CVA.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Not yet. Hello, everyone, and
welcome back to Traveling. I couldn't even hear myself then. I was all excited getting all this stuff set in front of me. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the South Coast Winery Resort and Spa here in Temecula Valley. The folks are just pouring in. It's an exciting weekend here. It's the 20th annual Harvest Festival, and that means wine, 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 wine. And with us right now is David Bradley, the owner of California Dreamin', You have a winery, you have a B&B, you have balloon rides, you have everything going on over there.
Yes, we do a lot, Francois.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about Vindamilla.
Vindamilla is a very small winery. It's Vindamilla is actually a Latin term that means harvest of the grapes, to actually remove the grapes during harvest. And we produce mostly Bordeaux and Reds. We have a little Syrah that we also do. The winery was established, the vineyard was established in 2003, but the winery just opened this year in March of 2010.
Now, how many acres do you have in your vineyard out there?
We're approximately 6 acres planted in wine grapes and another acre in olive oil, olive trees for olive oil.
Oh, really? Well, you're a busy guy. You know, you're out there. Plus, you have the festival going on this weekend. Now, we haven't really talked about the festival itself. So why don't you tell my listeners exactly what is the 20th Annual Harvest Celebration? What's it all about? Who participates?
We are celebrating here in the Temecula Valley with all the wineries. We have 32 participating wineries. The harvest itself, the actual event of living through this incredible year that we've had, which has been a very cool year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little bit stressful on some of the white wines and some of the red wines. But I can tell you some of the fruit really had an opportunity that it hasn't had as far as the weather conditions over the last 20 years. So we're really excited. And the harvest celebration is really the culmination of that entire season coming to a close. And so we have all the wineries featuring barrel select wines and different new vintage releases. And it's really exciting. People get to taste wines that they'll be seeing from the Temecula Valley over the next 2 years.
Oh, really? Now, as I was telling my listeners earlier, is this Rancho California Road is basically where all the wineries are. And how many wineries are participating in this annual harvest?
Well, we have 32 total. Now, Rancho California Road is kind of like the main boulevard, mm-hmm. but we have the offshoot of De Portola, which has its own wine trail, and Cai Contento, which is the road that we're on. So we have these small satellite offshoots similar to the Silverado Trail or Howell Mountain, where you kind of go off of the main road. But, yeah, most of the wineries are located right on Rancho California Road, and it's a lot to see 32 wineries in 2 days. I think you have to pace yourself a bit.
That's why yesterday it was hilarious. I mean, they're limos and shuttles and buses one after another coming in, dropping people off, and they're out there with their wine glass in hand and everything, and they're really having a blast. So the whole atmosphere is so much fun. Now, I was talking to someone, and I want you to clear up this myth. You're a wine grower yourself, and someone was telling me, oh, yes, I was in Temecula Valley to the wineries 7 or 8 years ago. And this lady was saying to me, she said, you know, but all their wines, all their grapes, basically, are flown in. And I don't think that's the case. Maybe when they first start growing wines here, but from what I hear, everyone's growing their own wines, producing them all right here. Is that
correct? No, not at all. Actually, the opposite is true. In the early 80s, we actually exported most of our grapes to Napa. And it was really known as kind of a Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc region because of the heat. People were making assumptions that those were the grapes that grew best here. We went through a little period with Pierce's disease where we pulled out about 20% of the vines as we were working through this Pierce's disease, which was ultimately or earlier called Anaheim disease when all the grapevines were over in Anaheim.
Oh.
Once we got through figuring out how to combat Pierce's disease, a lot of the replants were red varietals. So we've got a lot of Zinfandel, a lot of Syrah, a lot of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, but also vintages or varietals that people may not have heard of, Triga Nacional, stuff from Portugal and Spain, Tempranillo. So the key in any vineyard setting is to match the environment, the climate, with the grape and how it's produced. So, for instance, in Bordeaux and Napa, they produce great Cabernet Sauvignons. The Cab Franc, which is also a Bordeaux varietal, does very, very well in Temecula. Our winery this year received an award at the State Fair, California State Fair, for the best red wine in Southern California.
Congratulations.
And that was a great prize.
Congratulations.
And that was on Cabernet Franc.
Yeah.
So we have this great, dusty, herbaceous, very fruit-forward Cabernet Franc grown here, maybe even better than they do in Bordeaux, because, again, that's a varietal that they struggle with a little bit, and we have a climate that allows us to produce that varietal, you know, almost perfectly. The other thing that really happens in Temecula that a lot of people don't realize is we're very consistent here. Our freezes, our warm weather, our sun days that we have for sun, we add just a little bit of water to this soil, and we produce a very consistent growing season. And that's important from year to year because a customer wants a consistent wine, a consistent vintage, and we do that quite well.
So the wine that everyone is drinking, all the wines that everyone's tasting today at all the different vineyards, all the wineries, it's homegrown right here in the valley, and that's what they're serving.
Temecula fruit.
Love
you
it.
Got
Temecula.
It.
I love that. And, of course, you have the Temecula Valley Wine Growers Association. We'll be talking to Pat, I think, in the next hour about that. Now, you have a B&B.
Yes.
On your winery.
Yeah.
Very, very quaint, very charming. And you also do balloon rides. When do you have time to grow olive oil, make olive oil, wines, balloon ride, and everything else? When do you have time to do all this, Dave?
We work a lot. Yeah. And the B&B, you say quaint and charming. It's very European. That means no phones. You hear the barking dog. The peacocks are in the background. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I mean, we're really into hosting people. And that's, I think, the spirit of the Temecula Valley. When you visit here, you really find out this is about people. We're very, people forward and people friendly, and that's what wine's about. So if you're enjoying wine, you're enjoying your family, your friends, and that's what we do best here in Temecula.
I also saw something very interesting yesterday when I was over at Vindamia, where you have your wine tasting going on, which very cute folks. They have it outside in this big tent, and you have very, very clever. You have something, a basket for the balloon rides that you also do. I noticed that the other winery owners, I want to call them vintners. I said that correctly here. I was stumbling because I was afraid I was going in front of a winemaker here, say the wrong thing. But they were coming over to everyone, and everyone's like one big happy family. They were coming over to see what you were doing. You were, when you had a moment, go over to see, you're over here today at the South Coast Winery. Everybody's out and about, seeing what everyone else is doing, chatting, old friends that you're all working so hard you haven't had a chance to talk to.
Yeah, the camaraderie really makes Temecula set apart. You know, the winemakers here, we're literally a family, and if someone's in trouble and needs some assistance or has a problem that they don't understand, they can go to someone in the valley and find out exactly, what's going on and get help, borrow equipment. And I don't think you see that in a lot of wine regions, and I think it's probably an old world way of making wine, and we're very proud of that as wine growers and winemakers here in Temecula.
That's really, really nice. I mean, that's kudos to all of you for helping each other out and being... All of you want to be successful, and I'll have a good time doing it. So, and so, let me tell you, folks, as much as they all want to be successful, you guys definitely have a good time doing what you do.
We drink a lot of wine.
Yes, you do. Now, tell us about the balloon rides. You offer balloon rides at California Dreaming. And tell my listeners what's that all, because we have, of course, balloon rides in the Palm Desert area in Coachella Valley. But this, the balloons are going to go over entirely different countryside than what we would see in the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, similar to Coachella, we're surrounded by mountains. We have mountains on all four sides here in the Temecula Valley. And the vineyards line the valley floor, and that's what we fly over. So we take off down by Wilson Creek Winery or out by Keyways or Leoness, and we come back into the valley from the east, headed westbound. We go right down Rancho California Road, and you just really get to take in the topography. You get to see the wineries from the air. You get to see the lush vineyards. Right now, the colors are spectacular. I mean, it really, you feel like Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And people really enjoy seeing the world from that perspective. It's enlightening.
Now, why don't you tell everybody, again, folks, we were talking to Dave Bradley, who's the owner of Vindamia Vineyard and Sustainable Winery, also with the California Dream and Balloon Rides. Tell my folks how they can get a hold of you. This will be posted on my website, but how far in advance should they make reservations? You have all sorts of packages for the balloon rides.
We do.
We
have a package here at South Coast, so folks can stay here, visit the spa, sit poolside, sip wines, and then go ballooning the next morning with us. And that's another package that we offer here at South Coast.
Now, do you do just morning balloon rides or evening as well?
We do all of our morning rides here in the Temecula Valley, and we do offer evening flights down in the coastal area of Del Mar. It's too breezy here in the afternoon to fly in Temecula, and that cool ocean breeze is what makes the wine country so perfect for growing grapes.
Oh, because I was reading up. It said that your weather is actually similar to Napa.
It is. Actually, we have fewer days over 100 degrees than Napa Valley, and we don't have the frost at night, so we don't have to worry in the springtime about the frost issues, going into bud break and bud set. To get a hold of us, the web is the best, californiadreamin.com. That's no G at the end. It's just like the mamas and papas. And vindemia.com is our website. And that'll be up in about 2 weeks. We're going to be launching that. And it's a very fun and user-friendly website for the winery.
So it's Vindemia. And I've been saying it wrong the entire time. And what a courteous guest you are. You should have corrected me.
I say Vindemia, too.
Oh, okay.
I like it both ways.
I'm trying to say all the names right. And again, what was the name? Where did your name come from?
It's Latin. It's a very old Latin word, and it means to grow the grapes, to remove them from the vines, and to make wine. And it's one of the vinum is the oldest word in wine, and the second oldest is Vindemia.
Ah, okay. And I was noting on the property yesterday when I was over there at Vindemia, I didn't know you have the facilities also to cure your wine? I don't think you cure the wine, the grapes. What do you...
We crush.
You
we
crush the grapes, yeah, and make them. You have all the facilities there to do that.
We crush, and then we put them in tank. And then from tank, after it's converted into alcohol, we go through another period called malolactic fermentation, which is like a second fermentation, mm-hmm, and then directly into the barrels. And depending on the type of wine, we might oak age it for just 6 months, like we did with our Grenache Rosé, and we might go as far as 30-plus months, as we did with our Commonwealth, which is our big Bordeaux style.
Wow. Well, Dave, thanks so much for coming over and talking to us and telling us about everything going on in Temecula Valley's wine country. I'm just kind of curious, after this event, what's the next big event on tap?
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in the Temecula Valley is a very, very special event, and then we go right into Christmas.
It's nonstop for you. Nonstop for you. And one last question. For those of my listeners who have never been, I've already received some texts from people saying, we're loading the car, we're on our way, we're coming out now. What would you like to say to the folks in the Coachella Valley, and actually anywhere in Michigan and Canada and all my listeners all over, what would you like to say to them about why they should come to Temecula Valley and its wine country?
Francois, I think it's really about the experience. If you're with family and friends and you're looking to really enjoy yourself and be in Southern California, which obviously we have some great weather in the winter months, you're going to find hospitality here and an experience that you'll think about the rest of your life, and you'll come back.
Definitely. I'll be back. I've been back several times, but not to this area, but I'm coming back to this area. Thank you so much for being on the air.
My pleasure.
You go. Get back to work. Well, actually, I don't know if you can even call it work what he does, folks, but get back to partying over there at Vindemia. I said it
very
right.
Good.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks. I'm having a blast here. As you can tell, I'm at the South Coast Winery here in Temecula Valley's wine country. At all the tables, we have tons of tables out here, and the people are coming in with their wine glasses, with their little passes. They're getting food from Chef Samson. Really a lot of fun. The limos are pulling up outside along with the shuttle buses and the cars. And, you know, people, you know, they want to drink and not drive. So they've all arranged all these big parties, groups of people. They've arranged to go from winery to winery and just have a good time and not worry about drinking and driving, which is a good thing. And again, right now we are located on Rancho California Road. There are some side streets that have wineries, Callaway wineries up here. We're going to find more about what wineries are here and who's part of this in the next hour. We're also going to find out more about what goes on in Temecula Valley and Temecula itself year-round. It's not just all about the wines, okay? Now, let's shift gears once again and get back to what's going on in the Coachella Valley on this Sunday's Get a Life Weekly Priced Events, which is brought to you by Urchin's Art for the Hair. Whether your hair is thick or thin, these revolutionary hair clips stay put. So check out Urchin's at Urchin's with an S. .com. And whenever I get a chance, I wear my Urchin when I'm doing the television segment to hold my hair back because I don't like it in my face. So, and they always sparkle. They look so nice. So what is going on in our Coachella Valley? The Piano Warehouse is having a concert performance event featuring Mr. Cecil Ramirez, jazz artist, and that is Thursday, November 11th at 5 o'clock. And this is seating is limited. And I don't think, actually, this is probably a free event. But it didn't say, so just to make sure, you might want to give them a call at 760-202-7200. But I didn't know, so didn't want to tell you it was free, and then you get over there and it isn't. Also, the local Slow Food chapter launches a new season with a potluck dinner. Now, Slow Food, it has something to do with organics, and it's a complete foods produced by farmers markets type environment. I have to check it all out. I haven't found out myself, but I will. But this is happening. This potluck dinner is on Monday, November 8th. It's at a special private home in Palm Springs. And the event's called Making the Most of Your Farmer's Market. And you might want to give them a call at 760-200-8684. Palm Springs National Society of Colonial Dames is having a luncheon on, that is November 10th. It's $23 a person. And that is, they have a luncheon every month. Very special event, these ladies. 760-349-3394. Now, I have a question for you, and I'll ask you that in a second. But first, let's go to this new show at College of the Desert, A Flea in Her Ear. This is a new presentation happening over there at the College of the Desert Theater. It runs November 12th, Saturday the 13th, and then 14th, and then again the following weekend. We gave tickets away. I'll have more tickets to give away. There'll be some on Club Francoise. So let's try to support all the arts in the Valley. So get on over there to the College of the Desert, their theater, and check out A Flea in the Ear. And also, the Palm Desert Stage Company, Lend Me a Tenor. And that is happening this weekend and next weekend. I'll have tickets for that. I think I'll be putting a set of tickets on Club Francoise. I think that's going to be the way we're going to have to do it this week. But remember, Lend Me a Tenor, that is happening at the Joshlin Center, and that will be on November 12th through 14th at the Arthur Newman Theater at the Joshlin Senior Center. $25. Tickets, seniors, $23. And you can give them a call at 760-218-4075. And finally, my question to you is, I had someone ask me the other day about really good hotels or bed and breakfasts in Palm Springs. Now, I'm a Palm Desert gal. I do go into Palm Springs. I don't really know, and I knew of a few, but I really was sad to say, and I'll admit it, that I didn't know as many as I should know. So if there are any special places in Palm Springs that you would put your guests up or you would stay in yourself, please go to my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Find my email address, fun@travelingwithfrancoise.com. Send me an email and tell me all about it. Okay? On that note, we're going to bring this first hour. I can't believe it's already the first hour. We're going to bring this to a close. I'm going to go have a little sip of vino, a little bit of food from the Chef Samson over here. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about what's going on in Temecula Valley. We're going to hear from a winemaker himself. We have a lot of things going on. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs, coming to you live from the South Coast Winery, Resort, and Spa in Temecula Valley, California. Only about an hour.